This old building, I despise. It's seen the same through most people's eyes. But sometimes I feel it's more like fear. That heartbreaking speech I can repeatedly hear. This old building is constantly awake. Anyone can recognise the smile that creeps into every corner of every room. Each one identical. Creepy, I find. Every day people come and go, leaving with good news and new faces. Every day people leave with bad news and distraught faces. Its walls give me the shivers, and the constant noise wherever you are just push me off the edge. Some people hate the fact that everyone in there is likely to be ill, but that doesn't really bother me. Some people hate the thought of catching someone else's illness themselves, but still, that doesn't scare me either. What scares me was that one day when I was the one with the bad news and I was the one left staring in surprise. No one ever thinks it will be them. It's always a friend of a friend. That's what caused the shock. Me! But she can't have. Everything was such a blur after that. I think the fumes were the only thing keeping me out of an unconscious panic attack. I suppose I should have seen it coming from the prevailing lines. It's always the same. The I'm really sorry to have to tell you this and the I'm afraid it's bad news. Oh, and don't let me forget the perhaps it's best if you sat down, which of course we did and it didn't really help. The news is still as hard and painful. How could something so small be so scary? I'm afraid it might be cancerous, they said to her. I felt the floor beneath me turn into dust. There's nothing I could do. I was speechless. This old building, I despise. It's seen the same through my mother's eyes. But sometimes we feel it's more like fear. That heartbreaking speech we can repeatedly hear.